Young commercial fishermen from all over the state gathered in Juneau this week to absorb industry knowledge of previous generations. Some attendees are eager to build their own fishing businesses, despite the obstacles. At the Hangar on the Wharf ballroom in downtown Juneau, young fishermen are socializing. Quinn Branch is 17 years old. She says she traveled to the Alaska Young Fishermen Summit from Kodiak because her dream is to spend the rest of her life set netting on the island.
So my grandpa, who I've been fishing for 3 years now, we're at set net site out in Kodiak. He sent me here pretty much because I want to take over the family business one day.
She says it's important for her to learn how to do that. She's got the fishing part down, but wants to understand the behind-the-scenes work, including filing taxes, applying for loans, and hiring staff. And she says she's connecting with role models at the summit who she looks up to.
I guess just getting to see other women who are doing the same thing, you know, the same passion and the same desire as I is pretty cool.
One of those women is Rowan Miller, a 24-year-old from Valdez who's starting her own fishing business. She says she's spent half of her life fishing for salmon on her dad's boat in Prince William Sound. And now she's buying a 50-foot steel seiner from a family friend. She says people keep asking why she doesn't just take over her dad's boat when he retires.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to wait that long. He's 58 now. I've got another 25 years to wait till he retires. So why would I do that?
She says some skippers she knows have fished well into their 70s and even into their 80s. Alaska's fishing fleet is aging out. And that's one reason why Alaska Sea Grant hosts the summit, to support the incoming generation of Alaskan fishermen. The organization started the summit in 2007 and hosts it every other year. The average age of a fishing permit holder in 2014 was 50 years old. That's a decade older than it was in 1980. And over that period, the number of young people holding permits dropped significantly. After the state limited entry into the fishing industry, hundreds of high-cost permits drained out of Alaska and were sold to out-of-state operators. That left many rural villages, historically reliant on fishing, without a fleet to support their local economies. Miller says seeing other young people at the summit is a good sign for the industry. But she says there are other obstacles that make buying into the industry feel like a gamble.
Between climate change and uncertain fish runs and uncertain markets with global things like tariffs and whatnot, there's just a lot of uncertainty going on, so it's a big leap of faith.
Along with learning how to run a business, Miller says she's also interested to learn more about what she could have a say in, fisheries policy. She says she wants to have a hand in shaping the future of the industry. And that's another goal of the summit, says Gabe Dunham, fisheries specialist at Alaska Sea Grant and the event lead.
How to engage with the public processes that influence their business, like the council process and the Board of Fish, and also how to interpret it, the science and the management around it.
Dunham says older, experienced fishermen volunteer to host sessions and pass on their knowledge. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.